Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order for January 11th of 2023. Let's say at 8:02 a.m. And basically, our roll call, I think everybody is present, so we don't need to repeat that. Does anybody have a conflict of interest?
Dr. Campbell, yeah. I would do a roll call just for the record so everybody knows who's there.
Okay, so I'll ask Heather to do a roll call.
Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Ulano?
Here.
Dr. Foreman?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Alrighty. So does anyone have any conflict of interest on any agenda item that they need to declare? There are none. Move on. We're going to take a minute before moving to Dr. Whisker. So number four is our meeting minutes session from December the 14th, 2022. Does anyone have any concerns or questions or additions or corrections on the board meeting minutes? And then I will go ahead and make a motion to accept our general session meeting minutes of December 14th, 2022 as written. Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Or moved? All right, now we're going to move down here to number five, which is our item to review and discussion and action. Then move to C, which is for board investigator position. We have Dr. Lang. Is it Worcester or Worcester?
I'm
okay, I don't want to mispronounce your name. So good morning, and thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you, Doctor, is just, we have the application here for to work as a board investigator and your letter of intent that you sent along with that. So everyone has read that in the packet. But I'm just going to ask you to briefly introduce yourself and discuss a little bit of why you have interest in the position and qualifications, and then that will give us the ability then to ask you some questions.
So my name is Lauren Worcester. I have been in practice for about 3 years now in the Phoenix Valley area. I'm originally from Chicago, went to the University of Illinois in Champaign for undergrad, and then Des Moines University for psychiatry school. I finished my surgical residency in San Francisco in 2019, and then came to Phoenix shortly after that. And in terms of things that I, have been trying to get involved in the area, as I'm not from here originally, and I've always been very involved in the previous areas that I've been going to school in or at residency at, which is working to get more involved, especially being a young physician. I'm currently on the APMA Young Physician Leadership Panel as the young physician to the Communications Committee. I recently just became part of the Practice Management Committee for ACFAS, and then I've been working at the AZ Psychiatry School, helping out with the Lower Limb Anatomy Lab last summer, and hope to continue that this year. In terms of the board investigator position, really just wanting to get more involved with the board in the state of Arizona and with its attention to detail, and wanting to make sure that we're a good advocate for both patients and providers to have a fair and ethical outcome.
All right. Well then, I have a list of questions I'd like to ask you. Have you ever attended any of our board meetings telephonically, or any board meetings, any state board meetings in other states?
In terms of state board meetings for Arizona, though I have not attended as a student, they have various society meetings that were joined with the state board meetings, and so as a student, I attended those.
Okay. So have you looked at, are you familiar with the board website? Have you looked at that at all?
Yes.
To get yourself, okay. So, and my next question, are you familiar with state statutes regarding the practice of podiatry?
Regarding in terms of scope of practice, yes, you're very clear in the application with the board investigative position, as well as just kind of looking at the latest updates on the board website, yes.
Have you ever done any peer review?
Just like with my own associates that I've worked with in the practices that I've been in, I've done both peer reviews as well as at some of the surgery centers. When you, I'm sure you all have experienced going in there, then they'll have other surgeons there in the podiatry realm that they have you look over their documentation, as well as, you know, if you feel that things that were done appropriately. And so their Desert Surgery Center was really big on that, and so I have experience with that.
Okay. Have you ever served as an expert witness in a malpractice case?
I'm sorry, can you just repeat the question?
Have you ever served as an expert witness or been deposed for that in a malpractice case?
As of now in my career, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever done any, independent medical reviews?
Again, in terms of, being out of residency for about 3 years now, I have not had that experience as of now.
Okay. And do you keep up to date on current coding initiatives? Even though you practice up as a billing, as a billing group you use, but are you keeping up on all the changes?
Sure. So the, as you mentioned, APMA News, they have APMA Weekly that comes out and talks a lot about that. I attend at least one billing and coding seminar a year to make sure that I'm staying up to date with that, as well as working with my billing coder outside of practice time to make sure that I'm continuing to do things properly and appropriately.
Okay. Are you a member of the State Association?
Yes, I am. I actually went to my first meeting at the Valley of the Sun Conference last year, and got to be part of the meeting that they had at the end of the conference on that Saturday.
Okay, great. And do you feel like you have the time to devote to being an investigator?
I feel that I do, because I am still early in practice and not having a whole lot of responsibilities outside of patient care at this time. I definitely feel that I can do that. And it's very interesting to me to do the review and follow the proper protocols and policies, and that's a very interesting topic for me, just doing that and evaluating. And while I don't do actual medical reviews for insurance companies or whatnot, similar skills for editing and journal articles and going through that process, I think, is very similar. And so I am an editor for JAMA.
And our meetings are in person, and it does make it a lot easier if everyone is present, present in person. So my question is, would you attend meetings in person at the board office? Or the board at our office in our conference.
If given the opportunity to be a board investigator, then yes, I would work with my practice to make sure that's a possibility, if not on a consistent basis, as often as possible.
And do you understand the role of what an investigator does? Because you mentioned something as being an advocate. Really, it's an unbiased view. So you're not advising, you can't advise a complainant. And, you know, we're there to protect the public. So I guess you want to understand what you understand that the role is.
Of course. Well, when I said advocate, both, you know, you are the unbiased person between the, you know, consumer or the patient who is bringing the complaint to the board as well as the provider if it's sent. And so you're working to be a neutral party for both of them to make sure that the proper outcome is achieved.
That would lead into another question I have. Do you think you'd be able to perform an unbiased evaluation of a complaint, particularly one that might involve a colleague that you know well?
So I think that's part of why I would be a good person to be a board investigator, because I am early in my career and not from the Arizona area originally, that I don't really know many of the practicing providers in the area. And so I think that allows for me to be, you know, even more neutral, because I don't have that type of history with other providers to be potentially swayed one way or another. But ultimately my responsibility is to the board and to make sure that the proper outcome is achieved.
And how would you define standard of care?
That's a really good question. In terms of standard of care, you know, there's a lot of research that is out there, and so making sure that you're staying up to date with the latest research, whether it be with JAMR, JAS, or FAI, or really JAS, and kind of coming to a collective agreement with that. You know, ACCESS has their clinical statements and helps determining kind of what is the standard of care, and using that research, which is an unbiased opinion, to help support those determinations of standard of care.
What would a reasonable podiatrist in the same situation do? Do you have any questions for us?
In the instructions and in the description, it, you know, says that this will happen periodically. On average, how often do you have investigators reviewing these types of documents and types of complaints? Is it, you know, once a month, a few times a month? What will be the frequency?
Well, that's a good question for Heather, our executive director. I will have a review answer that.
Madam Chair, board members, typically the board receives anywhere between 30 and 40 complaints each year, and currently we have 4 board investigators, so right now each board investigator has at least 1 complaint that they're investigating, and I try to split those evenly. So typically each month, to get to the point, I assign probably at least 2 complaints to a board investigator. So you would at least have 1 a month, 1 complaint a month, I guess, is probably a good estimate. Sometimes maybe 2, but 1 is probably the more reasonable number.
You know, that seems very manageable and very doable to make sure that it's done in a thorough manner.
And Madam Chair, board members, if I may add one more comment. When I assign a complaint to a board investigator, I give the board investigator 30 days, and it can be extended if the board investigator needs additional time, but that's the typical time frame for the investigator to do their investigation of the complaint, contact the licensee of the complainant if necessary, review all of the records, and then submit their report back to the board office.
So, Dr. Foreman or Dr. Ivana, do you have any questions?
No, none of the questions that I would have asked. Thank you.
Thanks. Dr. Ivana?
Yeah, I'm going to go first. Well, I believe you can give us become an board member if you become one. You can have biased opinions of what's going on in the board cases. And I believe you're qualified to do that. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. It would be an honor and privilege to be able to serve the board, especially the young members that are in position as well. I would appreciate the opportunity.
And it's obvious that you've been involved, you know, since the time you were in school with various things. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to get young people to get involved. And that's, you know, we need those kind of, young people to get involved, because as the rest of us, you know, are getting older and, you know, and people leave the profession and maybe people that can, you know, come in and, take the baton and keep the,
help carry the torch.
Yeah,
because, you know, we are tasked with the, protecting, the public health, and so that is, that is our main concern. So, do you have anything else you'd like to add, Doctor?
No, not at this time. I just thank you all for your time and letting me be part of the phone call today. And if you have any other questions for me, obviously with some of the questions I don't have the experience with, doing malpractice cases or insurance, going reviews, but I'm definitely very eager to learn, definitely very eager to get involved, and I'm a pretty quick learner, so I hope that if you have any other questions, you feel free to ask, and thank you so much for your time today.
And I would tell you that the experience pretty much is, the other investigators have always been very helpful to new investigators and always, asking questions of myself or of Heather, and things like that. That's always been, we want people to succeed and to do, to do a good job, because, when I learn the wrong something, we want it to be right. So, I'll ask you, Jennifer, if you want to let the foreman have any other comments they'd like to make. I think I'm going to make a motion to offer Dr. Bissell a position as a board investigator.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right. So, Dr. Heather, what do you feel about all the particulars of how this moves forward?
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You all as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, let's go back to A, which, does anybody have any questions or comments? Dr. Vestapar? We'll go to issuance of licenses. We have Tyson Carter with our only application. Everything appears to be in order. So, Homer, they had it marked as a regular license, but isn't that being a comedy because of the prior practice situation in Utah for 6 years?
Madam Chair, board members, yes. I just reviewed that application the other day, and I thought that he had indicated that he wanted to apply that comedy.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that's how it was marked. Okay. Does anybody have any questions or concerns with this application?
Nope.
Okay, great. So I'll make a motion to accept the initial license application for Dr. Cody Tyson, do a comedy,
fees are paid and everything's complete, so I'm to go into the issue this license upon payment of the issuance fee.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, so next is our board elections, and Heather, you take that lead, right?
From what I recall, you've always taken the lead on it.
Because I couldn't remember, so
I remember Dr. Campbell as the board president for the upcoming year.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Alex. And we have to vote. So, okay, now, since we don't have quorum, how does that work? Because if I have to recuse.
This is Seamus. Dr. Campbell, I was thinking the same thing, that it probably wouldn't be appropriate to vote for yourself. I also don't think it's not allowed. So I'll leave it up to you guys, and if you want to wait until you have a seated fourth to do this, then I think that's okay. If Heather is okay with that as well.
And Madam Chair, Seamus, I recall last year the same situation, and we did go ahead and move forward with the vote. Last year, we only had a composition of three board members at that time as well. So that's what I recall. But again, it's up to the board as to how they want to move forward today.
Well, it does sound like either way it'll be status quo, so.
Right, yeah. So can you actually just say, I can nominate, I think it's Dr. Foreman, the secretary, and then we just make a motion to approve the slate, and that way all three vote, and you don't...
That's up to you. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think anybody's going to be upset about it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've now seconded you as the president. So now if you then want to take a recommendation for secretary and then vote all at the same time, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you want to write that, Heather?
Yes, I think that would be appropriate.
Okay. So then I will make a nomination for secretary for Dr. Foreman. So then I'll make a motion that we accept the slate as nominated.
Seconded.
Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We got all on the up and up there. Okay. So next is Heather's Executive Director's Report.
Madam Chair, board members, thank you. At its July 13th, 2022 meeting, the board issued a non-disciplinary order for continuing education to Dr. Rajesh Galat in resolution of complaint number 2204C. On January 3rd, 2023, it was determined that he had met the requirements of the order, and in consultation with the board chair, he was released from the order. And I provided the current budget. I can answer any questions on that. And I've added one new complaint to the complaint log since board materials were sent to board members. And that's my executive director's report. I do actually, if I may, I do have one more update on the e-license. I was just scheduled for a meeting tomorrow to start testing the new e-license database. So I will be attending that tomorrow. And from what I understand, they're still on target to go live by the end of this month. So I'll keep the board updated on that as well.
Okay. So, summary of current events.
I do have a question. I don't know if you all saw this yesterday, but yesterday was the first day of the legislature, and I think it was Senator Wally and Thea, they were talking about that they may be reducing or doing away with licensing fees. If that issue was brought up or mentioned, did anybody hear that, Shannon?
Madam Chair, board members, and Seamus, please, I should not have interrupted. If you have any input, please feel free.
Well, that's all right, Heather. I was just going to say that, you know, that's something that happens pretty much every legislative cycle. There's some effort to reduce the fees. So I foresee you'll continue to do that. What that means, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. And Madam Chair, board members, I've began tracking the bills on Monday, and there have not been very many bills introduced in the House or the Senate yet. And I have not seen a bill that has been introduced to that effect. It doesn't mean that it won't be, but I haven't seen one, and I am tracking every day. I'm looking at the website, and I do intend to have a legislative summary of all of the introduced bills that will affect our board and, you know, other agencies by the February meeting.
Anybody else have anything that they want to discuss? Okay. We don't have a public to call. For number 9 discussion for possible future meeting agenda items? Okay. And our next meeting is February the 8th, 2023, and that's again at 8 a.m. We've hit all our agenda items. Does anybody else have anything they need to bring up? Okay. So then I'm going to call. No, I have 8:25. What time do you have, Heather?
My watch and both my computer say 8:29.
Okay. So then I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:29 a.m. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Everybody.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.